With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Seven people are busted for drugs and guns after a series of searches by police. Shortly after 8 p.m. on Friday, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says it, quote, had cause to stop a vehicle traveling in central Georgetown. That led to a search of a car and the occupants, with them ultimately being arrested on suspicion of drug-related offenses and taken into police custody. Investigations led officers to a home in Windsor Park, where police spotted a wanted man in relation to an assault offense. He was arrested and further charged on suspicion of drug-related offenses after a search of his home led to the discovery of suspected cocaine, ganja, drug paraphernalia, and a firearm. On Saturday, officers executed another search warrant at a West Bay home where they arrested two people on suspicion of drug-related offenses. Police say all items have been seized for investigative purposes, and the matter remains under police investigation. The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration has shared its findings from the Cayman Forward Initiative. CIGTV's Travis Webster reports.
The initiative is an intentional and structured dialogue process that seeks to identify necessary legislative, regulatory, and policy reforms that govern planning and environmental management in the Cayman Islands. Premier Honorable Andre Ebanks shared details in a special video message.
For too long, this tension that has led to delays, legal battles, and mistrust. The NCFC government does not accept that we have to choose between a thriving economy and a beautiful natural environment. We can have both. That's the whole premise behind a new initiative called Cayman Forward. The status quo isn't working for anyone, not for those who build, not for those who protect. So this time, we chose to try something different. Over the past 3 months, government and private sector representatives took part in a structured dialogue process guided by independent policy consultants. It included stakeholder consultation and a full-day summit, producing a report with 9 key findings and 13 recommendations. Caucus and Cabinet reviewed and approved these recommendations in full. Implementation is phased across 4 timeframes: 30, 60, 180 days, and beyond. Any legislative changes will go through the usual public consultation process.
To read the full report and to learn more about Cayman Forward, visit gov.ky/Cayman Forward. You can also watch the premier's full message on the Cayman Islands government YouTube channel.
The Central Planning Authority approves the construction of a large apartment complex in Georgetown. A major project on the CPA's June 24th agenda was an application for 157 apartments on Boilers Road. Legoland Real Estate's pitch was previously refused planning permission back in 2024, with the CPA determining the subject site was, quote, not a suitable location. In September, the CPA adjourned a resubmitted application, waiting for a, quote, legal opinion from the Attorney General's chambers regarding the applicant's attorney-at-law's position regarding density in a commercial zone. That response was received in May, and the proposal went back to the board on June 24th. It's for 157 apartment units with 193 bedrooms in a 10-story building. The building includes a pool and gym on a rooftop, as well as 2,100 square feet of commercial space on the ground floor, and the CPA granted conditional approval. At the same June 24th meeting, the board also greenlit an application for a dock at the Auburn Bay subdivision in Georgetown. You can find the full meeting summary online at planning.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. Iran says it's attacked U.S. military bases in Jordan, Bahrain, and Kuwait, as well as radar systems in Oman, as it seeks to assert its control over the Strait of Hormuz. This follows extensive American strikes on Iran. British regulators have approved human trials of a new vaccine to tackle the Ebola outbreak. It's one of 4 being developed to counter the Bundibugyo species. The Serum Institute of India has already manufactured more than 600 million doses for potential future use. Health authorities in Kinshasa say the Ebola outbreak has spread to 2 new Congolese provinces, including the populous northeastern city of Kisangani, with 4 cases of the virus confirmed there. A Sudanese court has sentenced the RSF paramilitary leader and 15 other senior commanders to death after convicting them in absentia of committing atrocities, including genocide in Darfur. The prosecution case against General Hamedi and others centered on crimes committed in the capital of West Darfur, including the assassination of its governor in 2023. BBC News.